I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to my show. Tonight, Capcom has fired a Street Fighter VI voice actor because he's conservative. In other news, Alec Baldwin faces prison for manslaughter, Hunter Biden had access to Father Joe's classified documents, and the Japanese government are being banned from YouTube. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! Now I sorely miss the days of Hadouken, Shoryuken and Tatsumaki Senpukyaku, and also Tiger, 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 Tiger Uppercut. But now, the Street Fighter brand is being known for some other stuff. It has become infected with the woke mind virus. The female characters, like all woke franchises, are ugly. The female characters have smaller boobs. I like boobs, less boobs, I like the game less. The game has a trans character, it has a trans host with blue hair, it doesn't have male and female biological sex, it has gender identity types within the game. All the new characters have exactly the same amount, 50-50 split of female and male, white, black, brown, super, super diverse. And me calling out that Trojan horse for radical leftism does not make me a bad person. The game looks like an ugly modern art project. It looks like a fucking Fortnite update, and it's full of bright colours and paint splashes and ADHD aesthetic. And now, a voice actor from the game who has voiced Ken Masters, the classic Ken, you all know Ken, since Street Fighter 4, has been cancelled because he's clearly conservative. Check out the news over on Niche Gamer, which I might add is a good website if you don't want woke gaming news. It says Street Fighter 6 recasts Ken voice actor Reuben Langdon, seemingly over political tweets. In case you missed the Street Fighter 6 character reveals earlier this week, a small but missable change was David Matranga taking over as the voice for Ken Masters. This normally wouldn't be that big of a surprise, as voice actors often change, but it appears that Reuben Langdon was removed from Street Fighter 6 due to public posts that touched on political issues. The former voice of Ken Masters from Street Fighter 4 in 2008 all the way up to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate in 2018 has been replaced, possibly due to what some say are problematic tweets. Reuben has shown nothing but class responding to the news in tweets posted today. And the Twitterati, according to Niche Gamer, are celebrating his release. For example, one user said that this man is lost. And another user said, man, I'd love it if Super Smash Bros. Ultimate retroactively recast David Matranga. So you know that this guy was cancelled for his political beliefs because the wokesters are clamoring online for his whole history to be erased in Orwellian communist fashion. So apparently old tweet screen caps from Reuben confirm he appears to have been anti-COVID lockdowns, which is good because lockdowns basically didn't work. China had the strongest lockdowns of all, and look at them now, same statistics as every other country in the world. He was also anti-forced vaccinations. Imagine that, not wanting to have a novel vaccine whose long-term effects are completely unknown being forced into your body. And he was pro-Republican. He also has defended other personalities deemed problematic, such as former MMA fighter turned actress Gina Carano, who seems to be one of the loveliest people in existence of the Mandalorian fame, and voice actor Vic Mignogna. So people are celebrating this, wokesters are celebrating this, and you know it's because of his political opinion, because wokesters are Marxists, and Marxists, if you know about the Chinese Cultural Revolution, they denounce anyone who engages in wrongthink outside of the cult, and anyone who has associated with someone who has committed the sin of wrongthink also must be destroyed. So this person merely liking someone else's tweets, who's a persona non grata, means that they should be cancelled. So just more evidence that Street Fighter 6 is going to be woke, and I will not be buying it. The wokesters are reacting incredibly aggressively towards anyone who's calling out Street Fighter 6. For example, we had people over on the Steam community saying things like this: so funny to see a pink-haired weeb weirdo complain about leftism and wokeness in Street Fighter. You guys are out of your mind. Go and post your incel culture wars crap elsewhere, please. You got more than enough places in the internet to feel comfortable. Steam shouldn't be one of them. Now, these wokesters defending Street Fighter 6 are the ultimate hypocrites. They preach morality, they preach virtue, they preach tolerance, and yet they're completely intolerant of anyone who disagrees with their ugly assimilation and theft of our wonderful video game culture. They don't welcome anyone into their tolerance club for an open discussion, and lead by example, they instead viciously attack anyone who calls out their destructive behavior, which is evident within Street Fighter 6. It's currently experiencing a purge of everything good about it. For these wokesters, it's okay to be intolerant of the other, such as us, who call out their bullshit, because we are subhuman to them. I tell you, these radical leftists and wokesters are the real racists, the real bigots, the real sexists, because they value you based on appearance. These tolerant people generalize about others because of their hair and their appearance, and at the same time scream how racism and prejudice is evil. And these are the people who Street Fighter 6 is being catered for. Let it burn, I say. They deserve each other. I am Johnny Massacre, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing how Street Fighter 6 is woke, and the voice actor for Ken Masters has been cancelled because he's not a wokester, he's not a leftist, he clearly is a Republican or conservative. But if you have been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. The more you donate, the more of me you are going to get. I believe we had a $77 tip from Low Profile Pilot. Thank you so much, LPP. He says, keep up the good work, mate. Thank you very much. And if you tip, then I'll keep putting my reputation and career online against these insane communists who are trying to destroy everything: education, entertainment, sports, your very life. So another video game news. Frosk is leaving the video game industry. Now, who is Frosk? Well, Frosk is a woke social justice advocate and ultra-feminist who insulted fans of the show she presented, known as G4 TV. She insulted the fans by calling them all sexist and terrible, and she killed its viewership in the process, and there were many, many layoffs. And apparently she is leaving the video game industry for good. Check this out. She says, I've been angry for a long time. This is a running theme with wokesters. They call us the bad people, but they are the angry ones. She says, I've been angry for a long time with my peers for not using their power and voice to stand up for others in the industry. Everyone has to be a crazy activist, otherwise you're terrible. Had to come to some hard terms that people who I'd known for years, who I thought were good friends, just weren't. Devastated me for a long time. It's everybody else's fault I was betrayed. I am not a terrible person. You are all terrible people, according to Frosk. She says, anyway, I'm leaving the industry, found new work elsewhere. I love how these people tell you they're leaving, and you kind of say, okay, fuck off, she already left the show, and the door's still open, and they're screaming at you that they're leaving. Okay, can you please fucking leave? And they actually won't leave, and they continue to shout and talk down to you about how much of a terrible person you are. She says, this industry is really messed up. She's not the messed up, resentful, bitter, horrible person. The whole industry is. She says, what happened to me and plenty of others wasn't fair. Ah, yes, the perennial victim. I didn't do anything bad. I have no individual responsibility whatsoever. It's everybody else's fault. And she says, it could have been avoided if we had all stood up together. You let me down, but I get why. Cheers and good luck. Yes, you all let her down. If her success is so predicated upon other people, no wonder she is a perennial failure. Holy shit, the entitlement and arrogance of Frosk. I just cannot believe it. But listen, Frosk, nobody owes you shit. You are responsible for your own successes and failures. G4 TV, people there to do a job and get paid. And according to Arsene the Fool on Reddit.com, not push their bullshit onto others who really don't care. So more video game news for you there. Frosk is leaving the gaming industry, and that is good because, well, she's a very hateful person. In other news for tonight, Alec Baldwin has been hit with involuntary manslaughter charge in death of Halina Hutchins, facing up to 18 months in prison. Remember he was directing a film called Rust, and someone got shot and died on the set. Well, apparently Alec Baldwin might end up in prison now. Fox News say Halina Hutchins was killed on October the 21st, 2021, when a gun Alec Baldwin was holding on the set of Rust fired, and now he's been charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter in her death. So Alec Baldwin, everything went quiet on that front. I mean, he was directing the movie, he was responsible for it. He came out and also played the victim and did a sorry story and said something amounting to, man, it's also hard for me. But, I mean, mate, you got to be careful when you're handling guns. What else can I say? In other news for tonight, more information on the Joe Biden classified document story you must know, unless you've been living under a rock, to use a cliche, that Joe Biden was found to be in possession of multiple classified documents. Some were found at the Penn Biden Center in Pennsylvania, a place that had been funded to the tune of around $50 million plus by the Chinese Communist Party. Other documents were found in one of his homes and another set of documents was found in his garage next to a car, a Corvette, I believe. Well, now evidence has leaked from Hunter Biden's laptop that shows that Hunter had access to the site of the classified documents in summer of 2017. According to PM, they say in the photos, Hunter is in his father's two-seater Corvette beside two girls, one who could not be identified, and the other appears to be his then 12-year-old niece, Natalie Biden. So look, this is Hunter Biden, this is his Corvette, this is where the classified documents were found, and guess what? Hunter Biden is in the same car, has access to the same car, and also, therefore, presumably the same garage. We already saw documents saying that Hunter Biden was apparently staying at this residence. These are facts. He was paying $50,000 a month in rent, $600,000 a year to his father to live in a house that certainly wasn't worth that kind of value. The only kind of house that charges $50,000 a month is something completely insane. We're talking huge mansion levels type stuff. So people were wondering why Hunter Biden is paying his father so much money. Could it be money laundering? Is he trying to take illicit money that he gained illegally and somehow clean it off and send it back to his father by doing that, by paying rent? Well, the story is getting spicier because those classified documents in Joe Biden's house where Hunter Biden was staying were pretty much within Hunter Biden's grasp, as you can see there, literally, quite literally. PM says Hunter Biden had access to the Goodwood Green 1967 Corvette Stingray that his father, President Joe Biden, kept in the garage of his Delaware home, where he improperly stored top secret government documents, according to the new report. The Washington Free Beacon reviewed Hunter's infamous abandoned laptop and discovered four photographs of the first son behind the wheel of his father's Corvette. In the photos, Hunter is beside two girls. Former Secret Service agent and cyber forensics expert Konstantinos Gus Dimitrilos verified the authenticity of the images and data using GPS metadata embedded in the photos, showing they were taken on an iPhone outside Joe Biden's house in Delaware. So, unbelievable stuff. Hunter was negotiating a business deal with the now defunct Chinese energy conglomerate CEFC, which was closely tied to the Chinese government at the time the pictures were taken. Emails from the laptop showed that Hunter's consulting firm, Hudson West, and his father's foundation shared a Washington, D.C. office with Chinese executives in 2017. In 2018 and 2019, that Chinese company, CEFC, also paid Hunter $6 million in consulting and legal fees. Unbelievable. This is crazy, crazy news. Crazy, crazy news. It seems that something really is going on between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and it seems some business is going on. So, the consulting firm Hudson West that Hunter Biden was working for was situated in the same place where his father was based, the Penn Biden Center. So Hunter Biden's business is very close to Joe Biden's business, both of them getting money from China, Joe Biden in the form of donations for his Penn Biden Center and Hunter Biden for deals he's doing in China, and not just at work, but at home. Hunter Biden is staying right next to classified top secret documents that his father possesses. So my question is, what the hell is Joe Biden giving China? So China's giving loads of money to the Penn Biden Center, and Hunter Biden is making loads of money over in China. Hunter Biden definitely has nothing to offer. He's a chronic drug addict, and the only way he could be over there is if he's offering them something worthwhile, and the only worthwhile thing in his life is his dad. So what the hell is Hunter, or I should say Joe Biden, giving China in exchange for these million-dollar deals over there, and also in exchange for the millions of dollars going through the Penn Biden Center? What is Joe Biden offering China? Is he offering them the art of how to sniff children and get away with it? Is he offering them a whole crate of Werther's Original? How about 10 tons of chocolate chip? I don't know what it is, but I'm sure you know. So please tell me what you think Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are giving China in exchange for all these millions of dollars. Let me know in the comments below. In other news for tonight, quite a few things going on. France is striking. So apparently, according to the Times, France strikes, fears of violence over plan to raise the retirement age. Eurostar services in Calais ferries affected as unions protest that plan to raise the pension age to 64. 10,000 police officers were deployed across France. Unions claim that 400,000 people joined the march. So, too long didn't read. The government is spending your money too much and then borrowing loads of money and then taxing you more or trying to work out ways to make back the money that they frittered away without your consent. And people are angry about it over in France. This is really, really sad. Wall Street Silver further elaborates on how world governments are throwing our money down the toilet. He goes over to America and says total debt $31.4 trillion in America. Annual interest paid on debt $1.2 trillion by 2024. Annual tax revenue $4.9 trillion. Annual deficit $1.4 trillion loss. Projected 2023 deficit over $2 trillion. Maybe it's time to make a few changes before we run into a brick wall. And that's in reference to a news article that says Treasury taps retirement funds to avoid breaching US debt limits. So France is taxing you. And even with your tax money, it's not enough. They're overspending, so they're borrowing money. Then they raise taxes or they extend the retirement age to get more money to cover up their shitty spending that you didn't ask for or you didn't agree for. In America, they're doing the same thing, but instead of extending the retirement age in America, they're tapping into the pension funds, which, don't worry, the America will make it back by the time you're nearly dead and retired. I'm sure that's going to happen. So Elon Musk responded to this and he said, even if you tax every billionaire in America at 100%, it barely makes a dent in the national debt. In the end, the government will be forced to tax everyone to pay the debt. By the way, $31 trillion doesn't include unfunded liabilities, which are much higher. So that's why they hired like 70,000 IRS agents or whatever it was to try to get more money out of you. While those big companies out there, they'll get bailed out anyways if they can't pay the bills and the government will just print more money, making it harder for you to pay your own bills. So this is completely insane. The national deficit, the amount of debt the American government is in, doesn't make any sense at all. They're always raising taxes and hiring new IRS agents, but they're the ones who are not spending it properly, and they've got all the resources in the world. They've got resources to the leading accountants and economists and stuff. Is it really that difficult when you steal our money under threat of jailing us just not to overspend it? Why don't you just stay within budget? Why don't you just plan it properly? And then you punish us for your reckless spending. This is completely insane. That's like me borrowing loads of money on my credit card. And then when I don't have enough money to buy it back, I just start borrowing more. And when the bank questions it, I basically threaten to jail the bank if they don't go along with it. It's completely insane. It's completely insane. And what they're going to do, raise taxes more and raise the retirement age more. And then when that doesn't work and they're still spending money, where are they going to get it from? Just stop fucking blowing our money. The amount of corruption and money laundering going on, as you can see with Joe Biden and his son, no wonder we're in this mess. The amount of wastage that goes on out there is just insane. And the answer to this is just to stop trying to control everything. Government, leave us alone. Give people tax breaks. Let the people be free and indulge in the free markets, and we're going to make everything amazing because the government can't make shit and the people make stuff that's amazing. And I tell you, when it's going to get really dangerous is when, even if they cut taxes, it can't stimulate the market. That's when you're past the point of no return. Cutting taxes cannot fail. Okay, I've got more money in my bank. I've got more capital. I want to make more money, so now I can invest in my own business and I can go out and spend money, and then the market's going to be stimulated and going to start moving. But there comes a point that when so much money's been borrowed and everyone's so hard up, even cutting taxes won't really make a difference. And the government, as you can see, is so in debt and they need money so much that they literally can't cut taxes because they need those taxes because they've overspent money and then they're going to go bankrupt. And when we're at that point and cutting taxes isn't going to stimulate the market, then what the fuck are you going to do? I don't know, print up more money or raise interest rates more? It's just delaying the inevitable. It looks like we're heading towards a global crash, and I won't be surprised if and when it happens. In other news, the World Economic Forum, you know, their summit's going on right now, and they're pushing the whole climate change narrative and saying the world's going to end unless we raise taxes and start investing in very expensive, inefficient energy and whatnot. Well, I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't trust them because some footage has emerged from the World Economic Forum of them playing some kind of little concert. And these are the motherfuckers who are telling us how to live, who are penetrating governments around the world, who are trying to make us sacrifice our amazing energy industry to live under the under green energy, which basically is a load of bullshit and will tank the economy. The people who are telling you to do all that, would you trust them when they promote music like this? So the people pushing socialism strongly in governments all around the world, the UK has partnered with the World Economic Forum, France is, the Netherlands is, Canada is, John Kerry was over there at this, people who were saying you'll own nothing and be happy by 2030. They said America will lose its status as the global superpower by 2030. They're telling you should expect mass immigration. They like digital IDs. They want everyone to be tracked and surveilled everywhere. They don't want you to own anything such as a car or whatnot so they can control your carbon footprint. These motherfuckers are getting down to that music, and that's all you need to know when you're considering whether you should trust them or not. So that's pretty much it for tonight, everybody. Street Fighter 6 is woke, more evidence of its wokeness. Capcom firing a voice actor for his conservative beliefs. Alec Baldwin might go to prison for manslaughter. Hunter Biden had very close access to Joe Biden's classified documents at the same time as he was doing questionable deals over in China and whatnot. And oh, one more thing for tonight. So the Japanese government has been banned from YouTube. The entire Japanese government, all the politicians, the prime minister himself, Kishida, they have been banned from YouTube. You'll never ever see an official government video on YouTube again. You know why? Because let's have a look at YouTube's COVID-19 policy. It says here that you will be banned from YouTube if you claim that COVID-19 is equal to or less transmissible than the common cold or seasonal flu. And at the same time, according to NHK World Japan, Japan is aiming to recategorize COVID on par with the seasonal flu. They say Japan's government has decided to work toward easing anti-COVID measures by recategorizing the new coronavirus into the same class as seasonal influenza, which means, judging by YouTube's rules here, which they used to ban me, that the entire Japanese government are going to be banned as well. I have been Johnny Massacre, and I'll tell you what, Massacre mates, you better be back for the next episode, otherwise I'll be coming around your ass. Please make sure to like and subscribe, and hit that notification bell because, well, that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.